Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 4. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. Which sport is Emma going to play at the sports centre?
What are you going to do this afternoon, Emma?
I'm going to the sports centre with Jill.
It's a bit cold for playing sport, isn't it?
We're not going to play outside.
Oh, I thought you played volleyball with Jill.
We usually play volleyball, but today we've got a hockey lesson.
As I said, it's a bit cold.
Ice hockey, Dad. And I'm going to wear a jumper anyway.
OK. Don't forget your skates.
Now, listen again.
What are you going to do this afternoon, Emma?
I'm going to the sports centre with Jill.
It's a bit cold for playing sport, isn't it?
We're not going to play outside.
Oh, I thought you played volleyball with Jill.
We usually play volleyball, but today we've got a hockey lesson.
As I said, it's a bit cold.
Ice hockey, Dad. And I'm going to wear a jumper anyway.
OK. Don't forget your skates.
Two. How much is the sweater which Katie likes?
Look at that sweater. Isn't it beautiful?
Maybe, if you like red and yellow.
I do, but it's too expensive.
Where's the price?
Here, on the label.
Oh, right. The numbers are very small. £2.15. No, £2.50. That's not much.
It's not £2.50. It's £25.
Really? That's too much, even if you like red and yellow.
Now, listen again.
Look at that sweater. Isn't it beautiful?
Maybe, if you like red and yellow.
I do, but it's too expensive.
Where's the price?
Here, on the label.
Oh, right. The numbers are very small. £2.15. No, £2.50. That's not much.
It's not £2.50. It's £25.
Really? That's too much, even if you like red and yellow.
Three. What is wrong with Jim's father?
Is your father okay now, Jim?
Well, he's out of hospital, but he's still in a lot of pain.
What happened exactly?
Well, you know he was in a car accident.
Yes, and he broke his leg or his arm, didn't he?
No, they thought his leg was broken, but it wasn't. The problem is his neck. His head went back in the accident, and now he has to wear something on his neck for the next 8 weeks.
That must be awful.
Now, listen again.
Is your father okay now, Jim?
Well, he's out of hospital, but he's still in a lot of pain.
What happened exactly?
Well, you know he was in a car accident.
Yes, and he broke his leg or his arm, didn't he?
No, They thought his leg was broken, but it wasn't. The problem is his neck. His head went back in the accident, and now he has to wear something on his neck for the next 8 weeks.
That must be awful.
Four. Where is the teacher taking her class this afternoon?
Where are we going this afternoon, miss?
We're going to a very interesting place, Hugo.
Is it the ocean? Ocean?
Oceanarium.
Yes. Oh, good. We can see the sharks and the stingrays.
We're not going to the oceanarium, Hugo. We're going to the History Museum.
That's great. Can we see the crown which the Queen wears?
No, they don't have any crowns at our local museum.
Aww.
But they have lots of interesting things about life in the old days.
Do they have models of people with swords and...
Yes, exactly.
Can we go now, miss?
Now, listen again.
Where are we going this afternoon, miss?
We're going to a very interesting place, Hugo.
Is it the ocean? Ocean?
Oceanarium.
Yes. Oh, good. We can see the sharks and the stingrays.
We're not going to the oceanarium, Hugo. We're going to the History Museum.
That's great. Can we see the crown which the Queen wears?
No, they don't have any crowns at our local museum.
Aww.
But they have lots of interesting things about life in the old days.
Do they have models of people with swords and...
Yes, exactly.
Can we go now, miss?
Five. Which room does Peter's mother want to change?
I'm bored with this room.
Why? I think it's nice.
Well, I want to change it.
How do you want to change it?
I don't think the blue goes with the yellow.
So, are you going to get a new sofa?
No. I'm going to paint the walls.
What colour are you going to do them?
Green, I think. I'm going to change from yellow to green.
Now, listen again.
I'm bored with this room.
Why? I think it's nice.
Well, I want to change it.
How do you want to change it?
I don't think the blue goes with the yellow.
So, are you going to get a new sofa?
No. I'm going to paint the walls.
What colour are you going to do them?
Green, I think. I'm going to change from yellow to green.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about the school fair.
I hope you're all looking forward to the school fair next Saturday. That's not tomorrow, it's a week tomorrow, the 11th of November. As you know, we always have the fair in the main hall. Last year, we started at 2 o'clock, but some people said the fair finished too late. So this year, we will start at 12:30. Now, we do need some help from the students in Year 6. We would like you all to put things on the tables, help people to choose things and so on. The fare is free to all our students, and it's only £3 each for parents. If your parents bring your brothers and sisters, who go to other schools, they will get into the fare free. Yes, free!
Now listen again.
I hope you're all looking forward to the school fair next Saturday. That's not tomorrow, it's a week tomorrow, the 11th of November. As you know, we always have the fair in the main hall. Last year, we started at 2 o'clock, but some people said the fair finished too late. So this year, we will start at 12:30. Now, we do need some help from the students in Year 6. We would like you all to put things on the tables, help people to choose things and so on. The fare is free to all our students, and it's only £3 each for parents. If your parents bring your brothers and sisters, who go to other schools, they will get into the fare free. Yes, free!
That is the end of part 2. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Charlie talking to his friend Julia about a television programme.
Did you watch the Explorer Channel last night, Julia?
No, I didn't see anything last night on television. I had some schoolwork, the science project.
Haven't you finished that yet?
I've finished it. I was just getting some good pictures from the web.
I've done my project. I've just got to check the spelling and grammar.
Anyway, what did you watch last night?
There was a programme about Columbus. You know, the man who discovered America.
Oh, right. Was it any good?
It was great. But the actor who played Columbus was awful.
Oh, so was it a play then?
No, it was a historical programme. You know, a documentary. But they did some of the scenes like a play.
But you knew the story of Columbus, didn't you?
Yes, I knew about him discovering America and that he thought it was India, but I didn't know that his sailors got scared and wanted to turn round and go back to Europe. And I had no idea that he went back 3 more times.
You don't usually watch historical programmes, do you? You prefer comedy programmes. Oh, and horror films.
Yes, that's true. There was nothing I really wanted to watch, so I was just changing channels and I clicked on this programme.
I might try to find it this evening or later in the week.
I'm sure it's on the player. Just look for The Story of Columbus.
Now listen again.
Did you watch the Explorer Channel last night, Julia?
No, I didn't see anything last night on television. I had some schoolwork, the science project.
Haven't you finished that yet?
I've finished it. I was just getting some good pictures from the web.
I've done my project. I've just got to check the spelling and grammar.
Anyway, what did you watch last night?
There was a programme about Columbus. You know, the man who discovered America.
Oh, right. Was it any good?
It was great. But the actor who played Columbus was awful.
Oh, so was it a play then?
No, it was a historical program. You know, a documentary. But they did some of the scenes like a play.
But you knew the story of Columbus, didn't you?
Yes, I knew about him discovering America and that he thought it was India, but I didn't know that his sailors got scared and wanted to turn round and go back to Europe. And I had no idea that he went back three more times.
You don't usually watch historical programmes, do you? You prefer comedy programmes. Oh, and horror films.
Yes, that's true. There was nothing I really wanted to watch, so I was just changing channels and I clicked on this programme.
I might try to find it this evening or later in the week.
I'm sure it's on the player. Just look for The Story of Columbus.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to one of her students called Jack. How long will Jack be away from school for?
So, do this homework over the weekend, Jack, and bring it in on Monday.
I won't be here on Monday or Tuesday, miss.
Oh? Why not?
I have to go into the hospital for some tests. Here's a letter from my parents.
Oh, dear. Are you okay?
Yes, I think so. But I have to go to the hospital every 6 months. I'll be back at school on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, good luck with the tests.
Thank you.
Now, listen again.
So, do this homework over the weekend, Jack, and bring it in on Monday.
I won't be here on Monday or Tuesday, miss.
Oh? Why not?
I have to go into the hospital for some tests. Here's a letter from my parents.
Oh, dear. Are you okay?
Yes, I think so. But I have to go to the hospital every 6 months. I'll be back at school on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, good luck with the tests.
Thank you.
You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Vicky. What does he want her to do?
I need your help, Vicky.
Okay, Dad.
You know that Grandma and Grandpa are coming for dinner?
Yes, I love it when they come.
Yes, it's fun, but it's quite a lot of work. Can you get the table in the kitchen ready?
Yes, sure.
Put the knives and forks on the table.
And the dinner plates?
No, the plates are in the oven to get warm.
Now listen again.
I need your help, Vicky.
Okay, Dad.
You know that Grandma and Grandpa are coming for dinner?
Yes, I love it when they come.
Yes, it's fun, but it's quite a lot of work. Can you get the table in the kitchen ready?
Yes, sure.
Put the knives and forks on the table.
And the dinner plates?
No, the plates are in the oven to get warm.
You will hear a teacher talking to her class. When must her students arrive at the school on sports day?
Now, remember, Wednesday is sports day, so you don't have to come to school in the morning.
So, can we stay in bed, miss?
I don't know, Harry. Ask your parents. But you must come to school in the afternoon. Now, the first event is at 2:30, but you must get here before then, The students in the events need to be here at 1.
But we aren't in any events, miss.
I know, Harry. So the time for all of you is 2, OK? Don't be late.
Now listen again.
Now, remember, Wednesday is sports day, so you don't have to come to school in the morning.
So, can we stay in bed, miss?
I don't know, Harry. Ask your parents. But you must come to school in the afternoon. Now, the first event is at 2:30, but you must get here before then. The students in the events need to be here at 1.
But we aren't in any events, miss.
I know, Harry. So the time for all of you is 2, OK? Don't be late.
You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Zoe. What was the weather like on her camping trip?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Zoe. Welcome back, love. Did you have a nice time?
It was okay, but the weather was a bit of a problem.
Yes, it rained here a few times.
Oh, we didn't have rain. It was sunny every day.
So, what was the problem?
It was too hot at night. I couldn't sleep in the tent.
Oh, dear.
Now listen again.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Zoe. Welcome back, love. Did you have a nice time?
It was okay, but the weather was a bit of a problem.
Yes, it rained here a few times.
Oh, we didn't have rain. It was sunny every day.
So, what was the problem?
It was too hot at night. I couldn't sleep in the tent.
Oh, dear.
You will hear a boy, Oliver, talking to his mother. What has he just done?
Oliver, are you ready? We've got to leave in a few minutes.
I'm nearly ready, Mum.
Well, hurry up.
OK, I'm ready.
Have you packed your school bag?
I did that last night.
Have you got your sandwiches for lunch?
I put them in my bag after breakfast.
Have you brushed your teeth?
Yes. I was in the bathroom when you called me.
OK, let's go.
Now listen again.
Oliver, are you ready? We've got to leave in a few minutes.
I'm nearly ready, Mum.
Well, hurry up.
OK, I'm ready.
Have you packed your school bag?
I did that last night.
Have you got your sandwiches for lunch?
I put them in my bag after breakfast.
Have you brushed your teeth?
Yes, I was in the bathroom when you called me.
OK, let's go.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Lily talking to her mother about the school photography competition. What photograph has each child entered for the competition?
Mum, there's a photography competition at school. I'd like to enter.
Oh? What is the competition about?
It's about nature. you have to enter a photograph of something from nature.
Like an animal?
No, not animals. Something like a mountain or a river or clouds.
Well, you took a lot of photographs on holiday. Are you going to enter one of them?
Maybe. But I've looked at some of my friends' photos and they're very good. Mary has entered a photo of an island. It's beautiful. And Pat has chosen a photo of a forest, which is near the school. The sun is shining through the trees. It looks lovely.
What about your friend Dan? Has he entered anything?
Yes. His photo is a field from his parents' farm.
With cows or sheep or something?
No, just a field. But it looks so nice. The wind is blowing the grass.
Dear me, it's difficult, isn't it?
Paul is going to be a photographer, so his photo of mountains is perfect.
Do the mountains have lots of snow on them?
No, he took the photo last summer. There's no snow, but the mountains look frightening in a way.
So what's left, Lily?
I don't know. Mark sent in a photo of a desert. He went there with his parents in the summer holidays.
I've just thought. You took some photos of the river by your uncle's house. They were very good.
Yes, that's right. I still have them on my phone. I'll enter one of those. Thanks, Mum.
Now, listen again.
Mum, there's a photography competition at school. I'd like to enter.
Oh? What is the competition about?
It's about nature. You have to enter a photograph of something from nature.
Like an animal?
No, not animals. Something like a mountain or a river or clouds.
Well, you took a lot of photographs on holiday. Are you going to enter one of them?
Maybe. But I've looked at some of my friends' photos and they're very good. Mary has entered a photo of an island. It's beautiful. And Pat has chosen a photo of a forest, which is near the school. The sun is shining through the trees. It looks lovely.
What about your friend Dan? Has he entered anything?
Yes. His photo is a field from his parents' farm.
With cows or sheep or something?
No, just a field. But it looks so nice. The wind is blowing the grass.
Dear me, it's difficult, isn't it?
Paul is going to be a photographer, so his photo of mountains is perfect.
Do the mountains have lots of snow on them?
No, he took the photo last summer. There's no snow, but the mountains look frightening in a way.
So what's left, Lily?
I don't know. Mark sent in a photo of a desert. He went there with his parents in the summer holidays.
I've just thought. You took some photos of the river by your uncle's house. They were very good.
Yes, that's right. I still have them on my phone. I'll enter one of those. Thanks, Mum.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.